This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Shadowrun Paranormal Animals of North America wrap-up.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep. We finished season two of the show. So we want to announce what we're going to do next and then talk a little bit about that monstrous manual we just completed.
Yeah.
And also probably a good time, like, you listen to the show, you should rate and review it and stuff.
Please. Yeah,
we rarely get reviews for the show.
But when we do, people have nice things to say. And, you know, the structure of the show is such that we do not get the time for the admin. That would be intolerable to listen to. But, you know, it makes a big deal for us.
So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, yeah, I do listen to the show, I do like it, but I've just never thought to do so.
Now is the time.
Be a good opportunity. Yeah. Between seasons. What do you think about the Paranormal Animals of North America book now that it is behind us?
So the highs are very, very high in it. However, I did find myself getting a little bit more disappointed with the "it's an animal but bigger" mm-hmm. entries. I feel like we made lemonade out of those particular lemons, but you know, it was more common than I expected when I had done my initial skim, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think it has about roughly the same proportions as the Monstrous Manual,
mm-hmm.
as far as stuff like that. Like, Monstrous Manual would have just like animals like that, but the equivalent for Monstrous Manual is just like, here's another demi-human or here's another zombie.
Yes.
You know, so I think that they both have about the same amount of just kind of low interest things. It's just shorter.
Yes.
You know, and the illustrations helped more in this than it did in the D&D book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the illustrations are more detailed and consistent and like more illustrative, I think.
Yeah. How about you? Where do you come down?
Oh, like I read this a lot as a kid. Like, I can't.
It's hard to come back to it. Yeah.
Like, I really love it. I think the addition of, I think this would not be a good book without Shadow Talk. Like, adding the man on the street thing. I wish that was added to every Monstrous Manual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that ends up making it work. I'm glad it's as long as it is.
Yes.
You know, if this was twice as long, or, I mean, this is probably, you know, like one fifth the entrance of the or size of the Monstrous Manual. Like, yeah. If this is five times as long, like, good night.
Right. Yeah. It'd be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good season. I think I had a lot of fun learning about Shadowrun because I have far less experience with it than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So
great setting.
Yeah.
Great settings.
We should talk about what we're doing for season three, because it is a doozy. I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not doing another super short one.
Right.
Like, we're doing something a little bit spicier, some between the two, I think.
Yeah,
as far as spice level.
And also, it is one book that can be safely divided into two seasons if we get fatigued. If we get antsy.
I bet you we won't, though, because that second half of it's going to be super exciting.
It is, yeah.
So we're going to go right into it. So, and it's not what we expected. Like, people, we talked about, we said this, people expected this based on what we said. We were talking mm-hmm. about going back to D&D, but
yeah.
I think that it's a fun idea to do some more kind of tours of different systems for a little bit
mm-hmm.
and things, and to get in our wheelhouse. So the next thing we're doing is the Malleus Monstrorum.
Yes.
Which is the Call of Cthulhu Monstrous Manual.
Yep. I am so jazzed about this. So I'm looking furiously on the internet for which edition of Call of Cthulhu this is related to. The thing that I find is 7th edition, but that doesn't seem right to me.
7th edition is brand new. So this came out before 7th edition.
Yeah, yeah.
Did. Call of Cthulhu is a really weird game as far as editions go. Like, the changes were very subtle mm-hmm. up until the most recent one. You know, it's a very conservative game. So as far as edition changes. So a lot of the stuff is just kind of evergreen.
Yeah.
So it's not really tied to a specific setting. And I've been reading through it a little bit in advance, and I already know what I think there's always going to be an equivalent of just like just big animals or, you know, just demi-humans. And this one are like short entries where there's not enough description.
Right.
For them. But I think we can make some hay in those as well. And when there is description, it's awesome.
Yeah.
so like what this is, what the Malleus Monstrorum is it's not like just invented whole cloth. It's somebody, you know, the Chaosium people who know all of the extended Lovecraftiverse, so like all of like the Robert Bloch stories and stuff like that. Not Robert Bloch, like all the other people who were in the mythos,
mm-hmm.
Essentially all the things they wrote, and all the Conan mythos monsters are in there as well,
because mm-hmm.
that's all part of the same world. and just kind of going through and making, statting out and writing up descriptions of monsters that appeared in all those books.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the A side of season three.
Yes. So it is broken up into sides. A side is the beasts of the mythos. Let me make sure that I've got that correct. Creatures of the mythos. B side is the deities of the mythos.
Yeah.
And those deities, some of them are really, really spicy.
Monster in my Godcast.
Very good. Yeah. But like, look forward to Nyarlathotep week. Look forward to Haster week. There are some of these entries that that contain multitudes.
And the cool thing is, even the ones that are not that laid out, like the ones that weren't specifically in the mythos, some of them are extremely cool. Like Ihort is one that like stuck out to me, like E-I-H-O-R-T. That guy's great. Like as this thing, like he corners people and he has this thing called like Ihort's bargain that he puts to you. And it's just, it's super horrific and spooky.
Yeah.
So like really, really cool stuff in there. And this book would have, if we hated ourselves, there actually is a section in this book that's just cats and raccoons and stuff, which is like somebody did a service of statting those out,
yes.
You know, in case you want to have your characters fight a lot of cats.
Yeah.
So yes, cats of Althar, not cats of America.
Right. Yeah. So they did a service by statting them out, but they also did a service by, you know, just kind of cordoning them off.
Yes. Yeah. We don't have to just skip them.
Yeah. So I personally am excited for a couple of reasons. One, I love horror. This is going to be an entire season of the show where we just talk about cool horror story ideas. Two, I really, really enjoy talking about Lovecraft stuff. Specifically with you, Gary. Those entries Bonfireside Chat were some of my favorite things that we did on that show. So
yeah, those are really fun.
Yeah. So this is going to be a good time.
Yeah, I think so too. And this is all shit that I love, and nothing gets me like the people, like there will be goofs.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
People who like it when we get really excited about an idea and how to use it in a campaign, like it's extremely hard for me not to read a Call of Cthulhu supplement book and not want to run the game.
Right.
After that, which I haven't had time to do, and I've probably put my game group through enough. But if we get to that stretch goal on Patreon, like I will definitely do a limited run.
Oh yeah.
Probably with ideas born from this. So very, very excited about that. Like there's a bunch of just like, there's this whole like Tenaldos suite, like there's like Tenaldos week, and Tenaldos is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
A bunch of really great stuff.
Yeah. So come along with us, learn about the monsters and gods of the Lovecraft kind of extended mythos universe.
And this is a fun kind of dry run. If we get to, again, just like speaking about Patreon stuff, like if we get to that, that movie, that adaptation.
Oh yeah. Unfilmable.
Show. Yeah. If we get to Unfilmable, like that would be a really neat, this will be a nice preview for it, you know, because this is another way, of adapting something that is hard to adapt, like adapting Lovecraft stuff into a game where there can explicitly be like win conditions and lose conditions. It was equally difficult to taking like the way he writes and making it into a visual medium.
Yeah.
And the game stuff has been very successful, I think.
Yes.
In a way that the movie stuff has not necessarily been. And this will be a nice little examination of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we thank you for joining us on the second season. Thank you for joining us in the future.
Yeah.
And we really do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So that season, this episode comes out, the one you're hearing, comes out in the first week of September. We are taking a short break. Primarily so we can get ready for PRG and stuff like that. This season is going to be available for the public starting on October the 1st.
Yep. Starting with the spooky month.
Yes. So early release. If you're impatient, you can back us on Patreon, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. But yeah, we're taking a few weeks off just so we can get collected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got to move.
No, this is true.
In there. You know, so there's multiple reasons to do so. Mm-hmm. So, So thanks again for joining us again. And we will hopefully see you next season.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
It's pretty good. Like, I don't know why I didn't just like do it in all of them.
Yeah. It's not just the word, it's the specific delivery. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.